With us in the studio are members of the dance group United Township Dancers. We have a 10-year-old boy, Kanva, and 14-year-old Nandipa, and they are joined by Tutuzeli Stone Galela, the founder of the group. Many of the children in the dance crew are from Khayelitsha and are led by Galela, who plays an important role in making sure that the children put their best foot forward. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Uli.
Thank you.
Elani Zazise Gabubeni.
Ikamalam Kamba. If I'm going to 10, the phone is for same primary school. Ukalokamu tenza na kalan na 9. That tenza. Itanam de Kabalan de Tenza, United Township Dancers.
Hello guys, Kamalam Nignan Pamzilikazi. I'm 14 years old. I live in Khayelitsha here in Cape Town. I'm in Temeliki Senior Secondary School. I'm in grade 9. So I started here in United Township Dancers in 2013 when I was 10 or 9 years old, and then till now.
Stone, tell us kwelele kakhulukazi nge United Township Dancers.
Oqala ngamlamu nomthuthuzelo kaGalela ne, but I'm well known as Stone Move Galela. I'm a dancer, choreographer, motivational dancer, creative dancer, originally from Gugulethu, but I stay in Khayelitsha ngoku. That's where I started the group, I'm United Township Dancers. I started this group in 2013 as an attempt, since I was new at Khayelitsha. So I started this group trying to take kids away from the streets and trying to teach kids how to make a living out of dancing. Trying to change mindset abazali, parents' mindset, so that they can see dance as something that is important and something that you can make as a career in life. That's the whole point of starting the UTD.
Kweni wantwana, nicinga ntoni nge United Township Dancers.
United Township Dancers is a great group of dancers. It is so important to other children like us who started at a very young, early age, which is to start dancing and having so much fun and be free-minded and be not to do drugs, drinking alcohol and all the stuff, all the bad stuff, is to be starting a new life and then keep you away from bad things like some other children do.
Ukubana ni participate ku United Township Dancers.
Ku United Township Dancers sifunde ukuba singadlali esitratweni senze izinto ezenziwa ngababhuti xa kugqitha umntu omdala sibe sixuthi ibhek sibaluleke ngoba laa nto awuzuphelela ndawo kuyo. Funeke ube nembeko kwabantu xa ugqitha ubulise.
Kuni bantwana nenzele ntoni for ikusasa lenu
My future plans to do pie dancing is to be like a professional dancer, and at the same time, if you have a dream to be something else in future I want to be a doctor, actually a dentist, and also be a professional dancer, but I want to focus to be a doctor.
So why did you start the United Township Dancer?
I grew up in the township, and I grew up like with friends that were really talented in soccer, in dancing, in a lot of things. But we were lacking things like dance studios, soccer fields and stuff, you understand? So I was, by starting United Township, I was trying to create something like a home for dancers like Kamva, Nandipa, who are very passionate about dancing, but they have nowhere to go, you understand? So the reason why I started this is because of I wanted to nurture their talents, their amazing talents, so that they can be in one space. You can have one language, in a sense, because of if you are a dancer and then you are friends with someone who doesn't even know nothing about dance or doesn't have an interest in dancing, you will never learn something, right? And maybe you might be influenced by the things that the other one is doing because of there's no resources, there's no facilities for dancing, like dance studios. So I created a home for them where they can be free and learn more and teach each other.
Stones, Stella Spalele, Kakulukazi, Cartoon Networks, Pop Up Party 2.
Pop Up Party, Cartoon Network, it's season 2. right? I was approached by this lady from Joburg, Mubelinda, looking for dancers in Cape Town because they were planning to shoot it here in Cape Town. Bear in mind that the lady is from Johannesburg, so he doesn't know anyone here, you understand? That's when I created friendship with her. And then Damniki dancers, and I looked for locations for them to shoot at. So I've been working very well with them. From United Township Dancers, there were 10 dancers from United Township Dancers that they were chosen to do pop-up party. We worked very well with them because we were introducing something new to them, you understand? Because we are more of a township dancers, more of Spujwa, Pantula, Gqom dancers. So it was something new for them because Christmas Twerk was based in Paris. So it was new to them. So they were so excited by the performance of the kids. And to the point that they are paying their kids scholarship now at Storm of Galela Dance Gym.
Kuni bantwana, ninawo amazwi eninoxhasa abantwana balapha esibhedlele, kwenzele nabo babe ngabadansi.
Abantwana balapha esibhedlele, into endifuneka bacacise baxelela yona is that banafuneke bangafeeli left out. Like there were some of them, they are disabled, and then other children, they are very smart to be in radio and can do everything. So they must not feel like being left out by other people. They must feel free.
From my side, I would like to say dancing is a movement. Dancing is a movement. It doesn't matter what you are doing. As long as you can move, that means you can dance. You understand? So what I would say that sometimes you don't have to do dances that are already there. You can create something. Like me, I started my own dance genre. It's called Skeleton. And people are very interested in it. You understand? So I believe that you mustn't put boundaries in everything that you do. Yeah, but you must create something that will catch kids' interest. You understand? So what I would say is that everyone can dance. If you can move, that means you can dance. It doesn't matter where are you, like the situation that you are in.
Siyabulela, thank you, United Township Dancers.